Today, I want to talk about the perfect future in the European Union. Let's be honest, I thought a lot about this topic because the European Union is so big and has different sides. But let me start at the beginning. The European Union was founded in the year 1993 and consists now of 28 member states. It's the biggest economic zoo in the world and owns the Nobel Peace Prize. But stands the European Union just for economy? The European Union is a crucible full of cultures, languages and nations, and also the home of 510 million people. European Union is hope. Hope for everyone. Hope for a future without war, fear or catastrophes. But to reach this goal, all countries in the European Union have to strive for the same priorities. For example, they have to work out ordinances, common plans and common ideas so that the cooperation between all countries is guaranteed. That cooperation is a great beginning and a big step for a common and happy future for all countries. But the European Union is also hope for non-European people. In the last 10 years, millions of people from all over the world came to Europe seeking for peace and a place to live, without war or without political tracking, just because they belong to a minority or are homosexual. The freedom of religion, tolerance and equality applies for European principles. I have the dream that the European Union is still a place in the near future for people that can see hope in their country. In the future, all countries should work together, that the priorities of the European Union are upheld. The future should be open. We should accept people like they are. The human sets himself borders, and not just geographical borders. It's in our hands, and doing is necessary for the dream and the hope of the perfect European Union in the future.